One of the worst-kept secrets at Culture File Towers is the fact that two of the gentlemen in waiting there are perhaps Ireland's most fervent, fanatically fixated fans of the fur-covered universe of the Muppets. That's to say, Liam Geraghty and Regan Hutchins are big fans of Kermit and crew. So with a brand new Muppet movie opening tonight, we're going to hear from our very own Statler and Waldorf, with Liam first up hosting a meet-up with Miss Piggy admirer Bunny, who, despite the sound of things, isn't actually a Muppet, but a drag queen and co-star of The Panty Show. After that, Regan shares his memoirs of the artist as a young Muppet, which, in case you didn't know, is a term of affection.
I have been obsessed with the Muppets since I was a very, very small horse of a pig dog man woman. Since childhood, I've been absolutely obsessed because not a lot of people know this, but the original Muppet Show that was made in the 70s was not actually filmed in America, even though it was an American TV show. It was filmed in Pinewood Studios, which was derelict after they finished making the Carry On films.
Matron, take them away!
And it was Lou Grey that was producing it and everything, and that's why they had people on, like Spike Milligan and Peter Sellers and big British stars like Shirley Bassey.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Shirley Bassey! Yeah!
My grandmother, her brother, was the set designer.
When I was a little bitty tad, just up off the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and her soul.
So she got to meet Jim Henson, and there's photos of her with Miss Piggy and Kermit and everything. So I grew up with a grandmother that knew the Muppets.
Get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's
My favourite Muppets, I have a male and a female. My male favourite Muppet is Beaker, because Beaker is Chaplin-esque. He cannot speak, he can only say meep. And because of that, he's completely boundless in what he can do and what he can get up to. And he was always the funniest, by far.
Here is my assistant Beaker carrying a lighted blowtorch. He will now show you how impossible it is to ignite the fireproof paper in this basket.
Beaker's adorable. And then, of course, Janice, who I always think of as sort of Stevie Wonder, because she's got the big lips and the dreadlocks, and she's very laid back, and she's probably a bit of a stoner. But again, she is just hilarious. And they're the two that are sort of in the background, and they every line is a one-liner, but it's a zinger. So they are my two favourites. I am obsessed, by the way. My love for, you know, Miss Piggy is unconditional and devotional.
Kermit, oh, Kermit.
Yes, Piggy?
You haven't forgotten that you promised to take me to dinner tonight.
No, I remember.
I'll be wearing red, the colour of passion.
You know, she is the single most glamorous thing that has ever drawn breath. May she reign forever.
Did she inspire your fashion sense?
Oh, yes. I try to dress like a giant pig every day.
Hey, what's the camera still doing here?
Oh, no. Disaster. That can only mean one thing.
Doggone it, you're right. Mm-hmm. It looks like they've ordered a sequel. Oh.
I was created by my parents, but raised by The Muppet Show. My earliest words were recorded.
Potty and I will wait when we get the Muppets book. Yes. Let me just finish this.
You see, it's clear that in times of crisis, I turned to the Muppets. I consigned to memory both Muppet albums and all the songs, jokes and gags they performed, I'd perform. I'd climb up onto the windowsill and appear before the curtain and sing, dance and act the entire album. When the windowsill was ruled out of bounds by health and safety, the wardrobe doors opened to become my stage. Sheets hanging off them were the curtains. Bright yellow Duplo bricks were the footlights. I thought of everything.
And now the Muppet Music Hall is delighted to have the adorable, deliciously delectable daughter of delirium delivering the song Don't Dilly Dally, the delightful Miss Piggy.
Don't Dilly Dally was my party piece. It was on a single, The Muppet Show Music Hall, which I got when I was two and still have. As soon as I could manage to stand, I'd kick my legs high into the air, always out of time, and join in the rousing finale. My old man said, follow the van.
Don't dilly-dally on the way. Yes, sir. Off the car, quickly.
Scooter was my first crush. It was something I realized many years later when admiring eager boys with red hair and glasses. Oh, so that's where it comes from, I thought, remembering the special thrill of seeing Scooter announce, 10 seconds to curtain.
Hi, are you Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
I'm Scooter. Cute name. I'm your new gopher.
I've never been ashamed that my first love was made of foam and felt. In 1979, I was taken to the Muppet movie and learned a new song that I still sing.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it.
I know they're wrong, wait and see.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Regan Hutchins there on First Love, and before that you heard Liam Geraghty talking to Bunny, who you can catch live in the Panty Show at Panty Bar, Dublin, every Saturday night. Muppets Most Wanted is out nationwide this weekend.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.